Good morning from WHHT. Finally, Friday forecast, sunshine today. Nice day, high 55. Clear tonight, low 35. Saturday, slight chance of afternoon and evening showers. Better chance for the evening time. Tomorrow's high 59. Showers on Sunday, high 53.
In downtown Glasgow, it is 28.
At Twyman Park, it's up to 29. Time for Shop Local. Who you got coming up, Kelly?
Well, Tambra is in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
What you guys going to talk about today?
So we're going to talk about Habitat for Humanity Restore, and she has a special giveaway. I'll let you go ahead and talk about
that. An amazing one this morning. I have one for the ladies and one for the men. You have your choice. I have a beautiful lavender colored flower arrangement. If the ladies prefer that, it's 24 inches tall, and I have auto floor mats for your vehicle for the gentleman.
I'm going to step aside, let you ladies talk amongst yourselves about that. About the pretty things, okay?
Oh, thanks. Right. We appreciate
Coming
that.
Coming up on WHHT.
I can tell by the way that you're stirring a drink. Oh, we're already playing with fire. Say that you had to go about an hour ago. Baby, you're such a beautiful liar. It feels like a movie I've already seen. So right now I'm begging you, please, why don't you save me the trouble? Keep those pretty blue eyes to yourself. Why don't you save me the trouble? Give that heartache to somebody else. If you're the kind of girl that's only gonna save me the trouble, baby.
Now the closer I get to the red on your lips, I can feel myself falling all crazy. Cause just a little kiss and I can never get you out of my mind. So before you go wreck my whole life, why don't you
and Shay. It's 103.7 WHHT. Shop Local. Tambra's in the house this morning with Habitat for Humanity Restore. So happy to have you back with us. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well. I survived all of the snow, and I know I'm going to have a call from someone this morning blaming it on me, because when I was here last time, I was hoping for snow.
You and I both were. So if they're going to blame you, they're going to blame me too.
Okay.
We just did not request ice.
Exactly.
We just wanted snow. So technically it's not our fault.
Right. And I didn't hate it. I mean, I was without electricity about 12 hours that first Sunday. But other than that, I kind of enjoyed sitting looking out the window at the snow and the ice kind of shimmering in the sunlight. Mm-hmm. And I just thought it was pretty. So
yeah. I mean, it was pretty, but I'm glad it's gone.
Yeah. Tuesday was fun. Tuesday was awesome. I was out running errands, had my window down, listening to the radio.
Yeah, I saw your post.
Oh, it was a good day.
She was listening to our sister station, oh, yeah. Jack 102.3.
Jack is the new love of my life.
Yeah, so I hear you listen to Jack a lot.
All the time.
I listen to Jack occasionally. Whenever I'm stepping away from country music for a little bit, I'll tune it over to Jack because you just never know what you're going to hear over there. That's for sure.
It just takes me back to the days.
That too. So, Tambra, what are we... Remind our listeners what we are giving away today in case they missed it in just a few moments ago.
Okay. I just reposted it right before I left this morning. So, it's the very first post on our page. It's a beautiful flower arrangement. It's in like a tin.
Mm-hmm.
And it's painted. Very pretty, and it's got some lavender purpley colored flowers in the top of it. It's about 24 inches tall, so it's not a small little thing. It's very, very pretty. That, or you could also, if you would prefer, you could win the auto floor mats for your vehicle. After we get through all this mud, you might need to replace what you've got, so you have your choice, either the flower arrangement or the floor mats.
Okay, so are we going to have one or two winners? So if we have a female...
One winner.
And they get to choose between the two.
They get to choose what they get.
I just wanted to make sure that the rules are clear.
Yes, one winner. Choose which one you want. And they are both the same monetary value. We sell the floor mats at all times. We buy them ourselves and sell them. We keep them in stock all the time. So they're both like $15 values. So...
But this would be a nice flower arrangement for Valentine's
Day.
If you want, if you want to get yourself flowers, like I'm gonna do today, okay? Or if you want to win the flowers and give them to someone else, you can buy yourself flowers too, can't you?
Girl, I already have.
Have you? I haven't yet.
Yes.
No, I haven't bought any flowers yet.
I sure did. They're already on my kitchen table. They're gorgeous.
I'm waiting for Thornless Thistle. She's gonna be down at the Hive. So I'm going to go get some from my girl, Ashley. So I do want to say thanks to all of our sponsors this week. Calligraphy Creations in Kentucky, along with Bowling Green Winlectric. Wellness Wednesday is presented by Jackson Health and Wellness and Lux Aesthetics. Also thanks to Window World and Habitat for Humanity Restore. So give us a call this morning if you want to get registered. 270-651-3000. That's 651-3000. And we will draw for a winner at the end of the hour. I noticed you guys had some pretty cool items donated. I know you were closed for a few days just because you couldn't get out. Melissa couldn't get out. Not everyone could get into town to open the store. Plus, the parking lot was like an ice rink.
Yes. I got home from work on Friday, January the 23rd, and I was... not able to get out until I went to work Saturday, the 2 weeks later, like Saturday morning, the 7th.
Oh, wow. You were out for 2 weeks?
Yeah. I mean, the store didn't reopen until the Friday before.
Okay. I couldn't remember exactly what day it reopened.
Because mainly of the parking lot and plus some of us who
live out in the country.
The thing is, my road was clear. I could see the road and it was clear.
Your driveway.
But I had where I back off my carport, solid ice to get to the driveway, which goes downhill, solid ice. Mm-hmm. When I get to the bottom of it, I got to make a quick, sharp right turn onto a little loop in front of my house, solid ice, to get to No Bob Road to get out. So I had that. Like my brother said, he said, sis, you can pretty much stand at your house, almost spit and hit the road, but you can't get to it. And I said, exactly.
Exactly. That's right. So, yeah. Call in this morning, 270-651-3000, and we already have a caller.
Ah, good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Good morning.
Hello. Would you like to get registered?
Yes, ma'am, I would.
What's your name?
Judy Powlin.
Well, I thought that was you, Judy.
Hi, Judy.
But then it didn't sound like you for a minute, so.
I think I'm to come down with the cold or something. No, it's my throat's getting sore, so it ain't sounding
good. Oh no. Well, yeah. Hope you're not getting sick. Maybe you'll kick it.
Did you see the flower?
I hope so. Maybe I get stirred around a little bit more, it'll get it going better.
Yes, for sure.
Did you see the flower arrangement?
Yes, I love that.
Well, I hope you win it, Judy.
I do too. I need a new one. Mine's older than Methuselah. That's pretty old.
It might be a little old, just a little bit. What's your phone number, Judy?
270-407-9639.
All right. Well, I hope you have a happy Galentine's Day.
Happy Galentine's Day.
That would be
Day.
A nice one, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Well, today's my grandson's birthday. I'd like to wish him a happy birthday to Aiden Poland.
Well, happy birthday to Aiden.
Happy birthday, Aiden.
Have a good day.
Okay, I'll tell you. Thanks. I sound like you're going to have a good morning.
Absolutely. Bye-bye, all Judy.
Righty. Bye-bye.
All right.
Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Good morning, ladies.
Well, good morning, Andy.
Yo.
We're good. How are you?
Well, I have been better.
Why? What's wrong?
You don't want to know.
Okay. Oh.
Well, we hope you get better.
Whatever it is, get over it.
Well, it's bad, but it could have been worse. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll let you know later.
All right. You want
to? I want to register my wife.
Okay.
And Kelsey Gregg.
Okay.
I guess Linda Davidson. That way, three women.
Okay. You're very thoughtful.
Wow.
Wow, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You want me to just put your number down, or you want to call Larissa?
Okay. Yeah, call me and I'll tell him.
Okay.
Well, you the man, Andy. You got them three women to take care of. You are the man.
I need somebody to help me. If it wasn't for bad luck, I'd have none at all.
Oh, I remember that song.
Yeah. I'll talk to y'all later.
Okay, take care, Andy.
Take care of yourself.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
All righty. 270-651-3000. Let's talk Calligraphy Creations in Kentucky. And Kaylee was in with us earlier this week talking about her being open this weekend. So very excited about that. I've got to go see her and check out all of the fun new things that she has in store. So if you've not been to see her, which the snow and ice kind of
messed
her up a little bit. So she would have been open earlier, but because of that, she was not able to. So she is open today, 10 to 5, tomorrow, 10 to 3. She has lots of Valentine's Day items. So you can check out those, from the garden flags to her shirts and toppers, earrings, lots of swigs. I mean, tons of Valentine's stuff. She even has some St. Patrick's Day items. So if you want to make sure not to get pinched.
That's right. And it's not that far on.
No, it's not. So she does have some cute sweatshirts and green items for you to wear. Her vintage collection includes the vintage sweatshirts, you know, with the ducks and the chickens and the bears and all of those things. So she has those if you're into that. The fidget clickers. She actually gave me a couple of these, Tambra. You click them.
Oh, how cute.
Aren't those adorable?
Oh.
She has lots of different styles. So she gave me the little heart and the little coffee cup.
Dream big.
Mm-hmm. So you can pick up those. I think she also has some of the old hen keychains. Oh. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, she has some of those as well. Lots and lots of swig cups. Tons of designs. She also has hundreds of new Scout bags, lots of different styles in those. She has big ones and small ones, everything in between. Her Amish soaps. I love the Amish soap. It's one of my favorites. Yeah.
They're pretty good at everything they do.
They really are. They really are. She also has the new makeup wipes, the rebranded Tallow Face Cream, and Rocasa Organic products, which I absolutely love. Use them daily. Doodles by Rebecca. T-shirts, toppers, garden flags, door hangers, her beaded blonde collection. Also the Kendra Scott. Those make really nice Valentine's gift. You know, if you're doing little Valentine's baskets for your kids or something, or you give them a little something special for Valentine's Day, she has lots of ideas for that as well. Her candles, trucker hats, keychains. You can shop 24/7 either on her app. If you haven't downloaded it, go do that right now. You can also go to the website calligraphycreationsky.com or shop the store today, 10 to 5. And tomorrow, 10 to 3, that's Calligraphy Creations in Kentucky. All right, let's go to the phones.
Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Hey, good morning. This is Roger.
Well, hello.
Good morning.
How you doing?
We're good.
How you doing?
Sun's shining.
All right. Well, happy Valentine's Day.
Well, thanks. Happy Valentine's Day to you, Roger.
Yes, ma'am. I'm out here at the old watermill. We got pork show today and catfish.
That sounds yummy. That's making me hungry.
Well, you know, come on out.
I know. I've still got to make my way over to see you. I've not been able to get over there yet, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to surprise you one of these days, Roger.
Well, I'm going to be looking for you.
Okay. All right. You want to get registered for the prize?
Yeah, I'll do it for me.
All right. What's your phone number, Roger?
Okay, 270-218-9131.
All right. Good luck to you. I'll give you a call if you're the winner.
Well, thank you. All right.
Yeah, have a good day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Well, thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. 270-651-3000. Let's talk about what you have in store right now.
Well, right now we do have all of our pictures are 50% off. You know, we have a lot of people who come in and they have like large prints or certain, you know, items that they just want a frame for, and they want a unique frame. And frames are expensive.
They are.
And a lot of times they'll come in and buy a picture, not because they want the picture, but just the frame. So if you're looking for a frame for like a large print, or something like that, or if you're just looking for a certain room area, we do have a lot of pictures, and they are 50% off right now. So we still have a lot of our furniture. We have, you know, our couches. We have several of those, and our chairs, recliners. We have some washers and dryers right now. So I know usually they come in and they go out pretty quick, but we had several donated at one time, so we do have some appliances right now as well. So we have a lot of things there. We do have just a small little table left of Valentine items, and I think they're 50% off what we have left there. So we've just honestly, it was like people were just anxious for us to open, because as soon as we did open back up, it was slamming.
They so missed you.
We didn't realize how much we were going to be missed, but evidently we were. So we're loving it. We're busy, and we apologize for all of the pickups that we missed during that time. But there was no way possible we could get the truck out of the parking lot,
right? Yeah.
Much less whether or not we could get to your house. So everybody's been very patient and understanding, but we still do apologize. I think we're back up to speed on our pickups now. So if you have anything at home as far as furniture, appliances, anything large like that you want to donate, you can give us a call. We can get you scheduled now, get you on the calendar, and get that pickup done.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. So keep that in mind. Give the ReStore a call. Of course, they do not open until 10 o'clock this morning, but you can leave a message if you want. Give your phone number.
Yes, and we'll call you back, and we'll get you scheduled for that pickup.
Yeah, and the phone number is? 270-629-5775. You never call yourself.
I never call the store. I'm always calling Melissa. So I got to look at my page to see what our phone number is.
629-5775 is the phone number. All right. We're going to play Warren Ziders right now with Pretty Little Poison. We'll be back in 3.5 minutes with Shop Local and Tambra from the Habitat for Humanity Restore. We're WHHC.
Even now we're in a bad this time. It's like she knows I'm lonely. Rolls up when a wine is gone like a record on rain day. Leaning on old memories and talking about what we used to be. Should probably be the death of me, but damn if it ain't sweet. She's my pretty little poison. My heart ache in the night with a kiss on her lips just like cyanide. Yes, she can. That she wants me. Try my best not to fall where she falls into me. We all need some kind of fix. For me, she's the one I pick. Nothing else will do the trick. She's all I need. She's my pretty little poison. My heartache in the night. Guess is alcohol. I don't want none at all. I just want you. No, I just want you. My pretty little poison. My heartache in the night. With a kiss on her lips just like cyanide. Yes, she came with a warning. But I
country's hottest hits, 103.7 WHHT. It's Kelly McKay, and Tambra is in studio from Habitat for Humanity Restore for Shop Local. Finally, Friday. Loving the sunshine. Tambra's looking all beautiful in her purple Restore shirt.
Oh, child.
That is just a great color on you.
Well, thank you very much. You look really pretty in your Valentine sweatshirt.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I have enjoyed wearing my Valentine stuff this week. So there's only one sweater I didn't get to wear, and it's because it's just been too warm. And it's one of those heavier, thicker warm sweaters.
Yeah,
and
it's one of those you can't wear, even though it's 28 in the morning and it's going to be in the 50s in the afternoon. It's like, that's not it. Yeah.
Well,
it's like
here,
two seasons in one day.
It's
right.
76 right now in this studio.
Yeah, it feels it.
So I can't really dress for the outdoor weather. I have to dress for the indoor weather, or I'm burning up right now with the sweatshirt on. So,
well, my Valentine shirt, every time I get on Facebook and, you know, you do the little things about if you were, you know, what you would look like, everything about me comes up as a feral raccoon. So I've embraced this little thing here. And so I have several shirts with raccoons. And this year, my Valentine shirt is a cute little raccoon dressed up as Cupid. And it says, back up, Cupid, I went feral.
So, that is adorable.
That keeps me safe on Valentine's
Day. There you go. There you go. All right, Tambor, we have a phone call.
Well, good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Good morning, ladies. Yeah, I sound like y'all are dressed for the weather.
We are, definitely.
And I love purple, so I'm sure I would love what she has on today.
You would. It's very pretty.
Aw.
I'd like to get registered, Tim and I.
All right. Now, and you said Kim wants to sign up too?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And what's the phone number?
834-9548.
All right. I have you both down. Good luck.
Okay. Thank you.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day to you and both of you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right.
T70-651-3000. You want to talk about some other things that you have in store right now?
We have these cute little bud vases, and I love them, and I love bud vases. And they're like $7.50 each. They were one of our last posts yesterday, but they are just so cute. And I don't think, even with the weather we had, if you go outside and look, the daffodils are popped up.
I have seen a couple of posts.
So I have daffodils up. I have hyacinths up. And so it's going to happen soon.
Well, the snow and ice really saturated the ground. Yes. So, and then we had those 70 degree days and the flowers like, oh, it's springtime now.
Yes. And so I think it's so pretty when you have just a little bud vase with just a couple of the daffodils in it. I think that is so simple and pretty, but
I
agree. So anyway, we have those. We have this, it's like a mid-century, it's like a lap table. And it's almost like a formica top on it. And it's just really unique. And
That's nice.
It's just, yes, it is. So I just thought that was pretty awesome. So, it's excellent. Yes.
Yeah, really good condition.
$10. So we've had a lot of stuff that's come in and gone right out the door. You know how that works for us.
Yeah.
So if there's something really neat that comes in,
it's you have
gone.
Any appliances right now? I noticed yesterday you had a Frigidaire side by side. Did that
it's
leave?
It's still there.
Okay.
We have a Whirlpool dryer right now, front end loader. It's like a stainless one. So it's very nice, very, very pretty. So yes, we do have some appliances right now. We also have, you know, as usual, our kitchen tables and chairs. We have several of those right now. A lot of couches right now. Desk, as usual. We have several, we have a corner cabinet and some cabinets and different things like that that you can use. End tables. You know, we have all of that stuff. We have a lot of our kitchen stuff. We have pretty well supplied there as far as pots and pans and this and that. So, you know, we do have a lot of very giving people here, and we have a lot of people who like to help other people.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have people who come in who are wanting to help a veteran or someone who's been down on their luck and they're trying to work their way out of it, and they come in and want to just help people with a new start. And so, you know, they come in and buy anything from furniture to the pots and pans and the everyday needs. And so if you are needing to help someone, we're a good place to come to for that.
Yeah.
So I know a lot of people who were helping a lot of the homeless during the bad weather,
mm-hmm.
who were living in tents in Glasgow during an ice storm. So we have some people who are coming in and buying items to help veterans who were living in a tent during the ice storm. So this community is amazing in the way they help people. So
absolutely.
Anything you need. We've one thing we are low on right now is if you have books that you're wanting to get rid of, we usually have a large stock of books, and we're getting low on books. So okay. If you have a lot of books you're wanting to get rid of, box them up and bring them to us, because we are in some need of books right now. Cookbooks. A lot of people are, they don't even use cookbooks anymore because you get on your phone, scroll, and find
except
whatever.
Except for my mother.
I do too.
Her cookbooks.
Me
she
too.
Used to lay in bed at night. I don't think she does it much anymore, but she would lay in bed at night and read a cookbook. I just thought it was the funniest thing.
Guilty. I can just be like, I want to glance through and just look at all the.
Now, I don't necessarily use a printed cookbook, but I have a couple of cookbooks that were made for me.
Right.
And so I have recipes that were made in my grandmother's handwriting that I refer to for certain things at different times of the year. So I do refer to those recipes.
I did a cookbook for my son and niece and nephews. And I did the same thing with, I had some from my grandmother and her handwriting, my aunt's. And I told them, I said, you have to write it down with your handwriting.
Yeah.
My cousin's daughter asked me for some of those recipes. Well, she made her grandmother, which is my aunt, a cutting board and had one of my grandmother's recipes in her writing.
Yeah.
Put onto the cutting board, which was so cool.
I know.
So we need books. We need cookbooks. If you have VHS, believe it or not, movies. We sell a lot of those, and we're kind of low on those, too. Okay. So if you have some of those and you think nobody wants these anymore, and we do. We'll take them.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a need for those as well. So, but even if you have odd and end silverware, you wouldn't believe how much silverware we sell. People don't care if they match.
No.
Because if they've got teenagers, they lose it.
Right.
So they don't care if it matches.
Yep.
So anything, we don't take clothes, we don't take shoes, we don't take fluorescent light bulbs. If you've got a mirror or any kind of glass that's not in a frame, we can't take that. But I mean, you come in the store, you see what we've got, that's what we take. So if you have bedding, we will take, as long as it's not stained or has holes in it, tablecloths, napkin, cloth napkins, soap sheets, bedspreads, towels that are still in good shape.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll
There's
take
all
it.
Kinds of things.
You can box it up, bring it to us, and we'll happily take that off shoulders.
That's right. That's right. Okay, let's talk about Bowling Green Wind Electric for just a few moments. And if you missed Sean on Tuesday, well, you missed Mr. Funny Guy. Sean is a lot of fun, and he really enjoys being in studio. And I do want to remind you that you'll be able to catch Sean tomorrow morning on our sister station, WCLU. It's right after the news and obits, about 7:15. He will be doing the first episode of their podcast called What's Up with Wind Electric. So he will be talking with Fire Chief Tinsley, and they're going to be talking about some safety information and after the snowstorm, during the snow and ice storm, there were people that were using those heaters inside. And so they're just going to give you some safety tips on using those things. So it'll be a worthwhile listen tomorrow on our sister station, WCLU. But Sean and the whole crew there, they are so very gracious and so very giving, and they are a huge part of the community. They donate to several nonprofits, including the Restore in Bowling Green. They give back to that because, that's right there in their city. But they give back to Boys and Girls Club and to Brass, and they just want to be part of the community because the community has helped them grow since 1975.
Wow.
And Bowling Green Wind Electric was one of the earliest wind electric locations. And I want to end the assumption of not being able to shop at Wind Lecture, because I assumed that as well, that I could not shop or you couldn't shop, you know, because we're not in commercial.
Right.
But anyone can shop at Bowling Green Wind Electric. You can shop for interior and exterior light fixtures, decorative and functional lighting, ceiling fans. They have electrical supplies and components. So they serve builders and contractors, licensed electricians, designers, architects, all of us homeowners, general public. If you're needing something, go in there and let them help you. Sean is really good at taking your design, taking, you know, your situation. Maybe you've come up on something, you just don't know how to fix it. He's really good at helping you figure those things out and helping you see it in a different way. You know, making sure that whatever light fixture or chandelier that you were wanting is going to fit your space. So that's your measurements and that sort of thing. You got to think about that. And sometimes you can't really see it. You can't visualize it. So he can help you and make sure that your design is exactly what it needs to be. You can go by and see them at 1052 Pettigo Way in Bowling Green. You can call them at 270-842-6153. 270-842-6153. That's Bowling Green Wind Electric. Very excited to have them on as a sponsor for Shop Local. So they've been a great addition to the show. All right, we're going to get back to the music with Dasha. It's Austin. And then we'll be back in just a little bit talking with Tambra from the Habitat for Humanity Restore on Shop Local. It's 103.7 WHHT.
We had a plan. Move out of this town, baby. West to the sand. It's all we talked about lately. I packed a car, bring your guitar and Jane for smoking. First thing at dawn, you'd cue the songs and we get going. Brought you on home. Waited on the porch for you. Sat there alone. All throughout the morning till I got a hunch down in my gut and snuck around the back. Empty cans and I'll be damned, your bags were never packed. Did your boots stop working? Did your truck break down? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? Where there's a will and there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye, just wish I knew what cost it. Was the whiskey flowing? Were you in a fight? Did the nurse come get you? What's your alibi? I'm in my way back to LA, and that's where you'll be forgotten. In 40 years, you'll still be here, drunk, washed up in Austin. Habits to go back, go back. I loved you, how tragic. Oh, did your boots stop working? Did your truck break down? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? Where there's a will and there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye, just wish I knew what cost it. Was the whiskey flowing? Were you in a fight? Did the nurse come get you? What's your LA, and that's where you'll be forgotten. In 40 years, you'll still be here, drunk, washed up in Austin.
Country's Hottest Hits, 103.7 WHHT. Going to be a nice day, not too cold. High 55, could get showers by the weekend. Let's get back to Kelly and Tambra from Habitat from Humanity Restore. Thank goodness she's not going to make me swing a hammer. Not today.
Maybe. No, Todd, we have professionals for that, don't we, Tambra? Which, yes, speaking of, I'm glad that he brought that up. We are about to break ground. Yes. Once this snow and ice, we are getting very close. You don't realize what all it takes to begin building a home for Habitat for Humanity, because We have a lot of folks who volunteer their time, donate their time. And so the process, it takes a little bit longer than it would if you were just going out building a home.
Yes.
Okay. Because we have so many incredible volunteers from our community that help break ground, help survey, help to begin the process of building a home. But we are getting closer and closer to breaking that ground.
Yes.
And we won't ask Todd to you know, use a hammer or anything like that.
No.
No. But we have lots of volunteers who do.
We're going to hold off on you and use you for paint.
I don't know. I don't know if Todd should paint or not either. But, you know, that is the whole point of the Restore, right, yes. Tambra?
Everything we make goes directly to buying every little thing that is needed to build that home. Like Kelly said, no one's getting paid to build this home. It's all done volunteer. So every penny we make counts and is appreciated, because down to the very last little screw or nail is purchased because of what we were able to make at the store. And that is our sole moneymaker.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't have big sponsors who donate large sums to us every year. Everything that just comes in that we sell goes directly to build that home in Glasgow Barron County.
That's exactly right. Yes, all of that money that the Restore collects goes back into these homes. It stays right here in the Glasgow Barron County community. And over the years, we've been able to build so many homes and help so many families. And just seeing them walk into their home for the first time, or knowing that they are going to have a safe place for their family to grow and to, to thrive in a bigger space for their family. In some instances, you know, they were renting and maybe just had a 1 or 2 bedroom apartment and they needed something much larger because they have more children.
And they have a yard for those children to play
That's
in.
That's exactly right.
So it's just, it's a wonderful thing.
It is. It is. Now, you mentioned paint, which is a huge seller at the Restore. I mean, this paint is incredible.
Sold at least 2 of the 5 gallon buckets of paint yesterday, and I don't even know how many of the gallon buckets, but it's another thing. It's like a revolving door. It comes in, it goes out. But we keep this in store at all times. This is another item that the store purchases. Mm-hmm. That's why it's never on sale. But this paint, oh my gosh, we have like, I don't know, 16 colors or something. Mm-hmm. Lots of colors to choose from. And it's practically a one and done coat of paint. You mm-hmm. might have a few little touch-ups here and there, but I can attest to it. I've used it. Everybody knows. I painted Nobob. No secret. It's still there. And it is such good paint. And I don't love to paint, but I don't mind it so much because I'm not having to do a second or third coat to get it where it needs to be. Mm-hmm. So I can pretty much, in small to average size room, I can start and end in one day.
Yeah.
Not even take the whole day because it covers so well. So
it does.
Yes. A gallon is $19. 5 gallon bucket, $87.50.
You can't
People are buying
that.
The 5 gallon buckets to paint the outside of their homes.
Yeah.
So it's that good. You can paint a bedroom or you can paint the outside of your house with it.
Yeah, you can paint anything with it. I got the slate, which is the black. And I absolutely love that paint. My dad painted my sunroom, and it did take a couple of coats just because my sunroom was that bright teal, bright blue, bluish teal color, and it needed, you know, another coat over top of it because it was so bright. But yeah, it goes on very well, and I absolutely love my sunroom. I love
it's
that
amazing.
Color. People said, you don't want to paint that black. Yeah, I want to paint another room black. I just like black, and it drives Kyle crazy. It's like, you and your black, you want black this or black that. And I'm like, it's just so classic, and you can put anything with it, you know?
That's true.
I just love the color.
It's definitely the polar opposite of white, which you can also wear any color with. And black is the same way. I'll give you credit on that
one. Exactly. Exactly. I love the black. All right. We have a couple of phone calls, Tambra.
Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Good morning.
How are you?
Well, I called a while ago, and I was on there from South Green to Starbucks, and yeah, I went to a song, so I just hung up.
Sorry, I forgot you were there, Mike. I apologize. We get to talking, and sometimes my light doesn't work, so I forget that you're on there.
I know you have caller ID. You're like, I don't want to take this call.
No, we're not that modern around here. No. I don't have caller ID. I just forgot you were there, so my apologies.
Day before yesterday, I went to see Tamara, but she apparently wasn't in work.
Oh, no, I wasn't there Tuesday or Wednesday.
I went up there to check out that paint, because I don't mind painting, but if I paint, I want to paint one coat.
Yeah, well, you'll need to go back and see her today.
Yeah, I'm there today and tomorrow. We'll get you some paint.
I'm trying to figure out a color, and I'm at putty.
Putty, yes. Yeah. It's a good color, and I'm pretty sure putty is what I used in my bedroom. I have used that color.
I'm wanting to do my kitchen.
It would be fine in your kitchen. Yeah, it's a good color.
And my cabinets before I bought my house was oak, and somebody painted them white. And I was kind of eerie about that, but they look good. So I'm thinking about doing like a two-tone color on my cabinets, like a darker color on the bottom, light on the top.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll get it. That's very doable. Actually, the colonial blue might do good, like on it, as far as a different color to go in with the putty and the white. Because I did my kitchen cabinets in the colonial blue, and that putty color tends to, if you put warm colors in that room, it'll kind of go to almost like a creamy tan color. If you put cool colors in it, then you see more of a little bit of blue show up. So we'll have
all
to,
right,
we'll figure it out. Do you want to register? Do you want to register?
He can't win.
I can't, but I can register Linda and Callie and do a crystal almond.
Who?
Crystal Almond.
Okay, your thing's dinging. I can't hear you.
Yeah, because I ain't got my seatbelt on. I don't know if they tell me about that.
All right, give us a phone number.
865-257-0735.
Okay, I wasn't ready. 865-257.
0735.
Okay, thanks, Mike. Have a good day.
I'll see you when you get there.
All right.
Bye. Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
We're doing very well. How are you?
Doing good. How you doing, Miss Kelly?
I'm all right. I'm glad it's Friday. How about you, Jimmy?
Me and you both.
Heck yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
You want to get registered?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
All right. What's your phone number?
It's 576-5590.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You have a good weekend.
You too. Happy Valentine's Day.
You too. Happy Valentine's.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about Window World. And Phil was in with us yesterday, and we were talking about, you know, the windows and doors. Of course, there's financing options available if you are hoping or you think you're going to get a refund in the next month or so. You might want to take that money and reinvest in your home. Some beautiful new windows. Not only are you going to increase the value of your home, but you are going to save on your energy bills. So making your home a little more efficient with windows from Window World. Maybe you need a new front door, a new entry door, or vinyl siding, shutters and gutters. Of course, they don't just do windows. They do all of those other things as well. So all you have to do is call and set up an appointment to get an estimate. 780-9600 is the number to call. He was also telling us about the home show that takes place in Bowling Green at the Sloan Convention Center. Yeah. That is coming up the first weekend in March. And I think it's 6-7th. I believe that's 6-7. I can't believe I just did that. I think that's...
I can't either.
Sorry. It's... Oh, my gosh. It's a habit now. It's such a habit. I just... Just when I thought it was out of my brain, there it goes. There it goes.
Squirrel.
I bet I'm not the only one who did that.
Squirrel.
But... anyway, he will be set up at the home show, and they are going to be giving away some free things, and that's a huge event. So make sure you stop by and see Phil, AJ, and Stacy, their office manager. Give them a call. Get that appointment set up for a free estimate so you know how much it's going to cost, and ask them about financing options. 780-9600. WindowWorldBG.com is the website that you can go to as well. All right, 270-651-3000. And let's talk about some more things that are in the restore.
I have an old stand-up upright piano.
Oh, okay.
It's from the Apollo Company out of Chicago. And it's only $50, and it needs a good home.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
So, yeah, somebody buy my piano. Well, not mine, but...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, somebody buy the piano, please.
I bet there's somebody that needs a piano.
There is somebody. We have this neatest little chair. I don't even know what style you call it.
Mm-hmm.
For $40. What would you call that?
I don't know. I was looking at that earlier. I mean, that's a mid-century.
That's what I was thinking. Mid-century.
It's solid wood. Mm-hmm.
But it's and I love it.
Yeah.
I just don't have any place for it.
It's very
myself,
unique.
But yes. Mm-hmm. It's called Swiss folk art style is what it says.
Well,
so somebody
go.
Finally did some looking up on that one. We do have some, you know, we always have medical equipment as far as, you know, walkers and crutches and things like that. So if you're in need of something like that, we have our lamps.
Mm-hmm.
We always have a lot of globes. If you break a globe or, you know, ceiling fans, if you break a globe or one of your paddles, we have those replacements. So come in and we'll take care of that. You won't have to, if you're unit's working fine, then we can come in the store and we can replace those for you.
Yes.
Now, if you do come in the store and you do want to buy a larger item like a sofa or kitchen table and you don't have a way to get it home, we do have delivery. So we have Matthew and Randall will gladly load that up in the truck and bring it to you. We do have a small fee for that. So, but we can get it to you. So that's always something we can take it for you as well. And we have layaway. So you have pay a third down, have 2 weeks to get it out. So we'll work with you to help you get whatever you want.
That's right. That's right. Okay. We're going to help you get ready for Valentine's Day. You can shop Jackson Health and Wellness and Lux Aesthetics. Download the app because you're going to get 20% off everything in the app through tomorrow. Now, if you want to have something in hand, maybe a gift certificate for a service or just a gift certificate that he or she can use anywhere, then head over to Jackson Health and Wellness Lux Aesthetics, which is located at 102 Physicians Boulevard here in Glasgow. They have some sweetheart savings, including buy one facial, get one 40% off. They have up to 10% off of their waxing. They also have buy a $50 gift certificate, you get $10 for yourself. So they have some really great specials that are happening right now for Valentine's Day. If you are wondering, you know, what might she like or what might he like? Facials, massages. Yes, I'll take both of those.
Oh, yeah. Either.
Maybe Botox or injectables, M-Sculpt, laser treatments. Now's a great time to start your laser treatment. Medical grade skincare, you know, a basket of that skincare. Amazing. And then, of course, you know, as I mentioned, the gift card. So lots of things that you can purchase there at Jackson Health and Wellness in Lux Aesthetics. You can call, purchase over the phone, check out the app, as I mentioned, or go by there. The phone number is 270-629-6722. That's 270-629-6722. And they'll get you taken care of for Valentine's Day. I'm going by this morning and late. Well, actually, it'll be lunchtime. And I'm going to get the dermaplaning done. Yep. Katie's going to dermaplane. Have you ever had that done, Tambra? Yes, you have. You and I've talked about this before. Yes. Because I learned something new about you the last time you were in here. I had no idea.
That spa business. I've had it all done. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I used to do those services, some of those services as well. So,
I love the dermaplaning. So it's going to make my skincare absorb better and my makeup lay better, I guess. It makes it smoother. So many, many benefits to that. So call or go by there and they will get you taken care of. All right. Let's see. I think we have another phone call.
Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Good morning. I would like to get registered.
All right. What's the name?
Jessica Monner.
And the phone number?
270-590-2581.
All right, Jessica. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jessica.
Thank you.
Happy Valentine's
Bye-bye.
Day.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. I think we are going to wrap things up. We're going to draw for a winner. So if you want to give your location and your hours and the days that you are open, Tambra.
All right. We are located right across the street from the Shell station on West Main. So our phone number is 270-629-5775. So like I said, you can call it. We're 506 West Main, across the street from the Shell station. Give us a call. We can schedule you a pickup. If you want to call, pay for something over the phone, we can do that. If you want to call, put something on hold for 2 hours, we can do that as well. So our phone number is 270-629-5775. So I hope everyone has a happy Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Come see us. I know everyone's enjoying the sunshine and thawing out.
All right. I'm going to let you choose our winner. You're going to, you know the drill, tapping that zero right there.
Number two.
That's Larissa.
Larissa Young.
So she's going to get to pick what she wants, either the beautiful vase of flowers or the automotive mats.
Yes.
So, all right. Congratulations to her. She'll be excited about
that.
Yes. And I bet. Andy's going to hope that she gets the flowers so he doesn't have to buy her anything.
Exactly.
I'm just kidding, Andy. Tambra, thank you for being here this morning. Thank you for the giveaway. And I hope you have a wonderful Galentine's Day.
Thank you for having me. And I hope you have a wonderful Galentine's Day.
Because Tambra's one of my gals. She's one of my gals.
Girlfriend.
That's right. Thanks to all of our sponsors, Calligraphy Creations in Kentucky, Bowling Green, Winlectric. Wellness Wednesday is presented this week by Jackson Health and Wellness and Lux Aesthetics. Also, thanks to Window World of Bowling Green and Habitat for Humanity Restore. Please remember to think, shop, eat, and always experience local.